From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is heading to Florida today, where he's to announce $8 billion in federal stimulus funds for high-speed rail projects. Here's Scott Finn with member station WUSF in Tampa.
The Tampa region was hit early and hard by the recession. Its unemployment rate is significantly higher than the national average. That may be why President Obama came here to announce the high-speed rail funding, including more than $1 billion for a project connecting Tampa and Orlando. It's expected to create more than 20,000 jobs during construction. Tampa business owner Steve Gordon is planning to attend today's town hall meeting. Gordon wants to see the president focus less on big stimulus projects and more on getting banks to loan money to small businesses like his.
I'm a frustrated Obama supporter because I know he can do more. He hasn't asked for the help of the small businesses in America, and we know where the jobs are. The government doesn't.
For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.
A service that tracks the U.S. housing sector says cities in four Sun Belt states accounted for the top 20 foreclosure rates in 2009. And the tight job market is also expanding the foreclosure crisis to areas that had not experienced it. Danielle Carson reports.
California, Florida, Nevada, and Arizona had the highest foreclosure rates in the country last year. The city of Las Vegas got top billing. Even secondary markets like Minneapolis and Seattle have morphed into foreclosure hotspots because of the economic downturn. Realty Tracks' Rick Sharga.
First wave was caused mostly by unsustainably high home prices and some remarkably bad lending practices. What we're seeing right now is a very much more traditional foreclosure, which is one based on homeowners that unfortunately no longer have a source of income.
And people who are out of work don't qualify for the government's loan modification program. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week, but less than economists had expected. The Labor Department's latest figures show employers are still cutting more jobs than they are creating. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown opened an all-day conference on Afghanistan in London today. He said he wants all nations and non-governmental organizations working with Afghanistan's government to pursue a specific deadline for progress.
By the middle of next year, we have to turn the tide in the fight against the insurgency and also in our work to support the Afghan government in winning the trust of the people.
Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai said it will take years before his country can meet its security challenges on its own. New claims for, orders for durable goods, more expensive items expected to last 3 years or more, moved slightly higher last month. Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 103 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index down 34. This is NPR. President Obama says he wants to work this year to end the ban on gays and lesbians serving openly in the military. But persuading Congress to overturn the law may prove a challenge, even as the Pentagon says today it will work to realize the president's goal. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Repealing the law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell was an Obama campaign promise, and he's reaffirmed his commitment since taking office. Last night, the president said it's time.
This year, I will work with Congress and our military to finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are.
But only minutes after the president finished speaking, Senator John McCain, the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, put out a statement calling Don't Ask, Don't Tell a successful policy and saying it would be a mistake to repeal it. And it's not just Republican opposition. Democrat Ike Skelton, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, also says he opposes lifting the ban. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota says it is extending a recall of cars with potentially dangerous accelerator pedal problems to Europe and China. The recall started in the U.S. The big Japanese carmaker says it's unsure how many vehicles will be affected in Europe. Toyota has stopped production at 6 U.S. plants, stopped sales of 8 popular models in the U.S., and recalled millions of cars already sold because accelerators might become jammed in an open position. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company says it has made a full-year profit for the first time since 2005, and Ford says that's partly due to cost-cutting, partly due to models that have proven popular with customers. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.